Okay. Let's start.
We are unmuted.
Good evening. It is June 20th, Tuesday at 6:30, and this is a special AP meeting of the Board of Selectmen. And at this time, I would like to go to number two, consider an act on the AP. Do I have questions?
Thanks, Saul. I thought we were full up on Saul.
I think that was the last of the bills.
Is the zoning enforcement officer? Is that like a flat?
It's a flat monthly fee.
So, Adam, do you have more questions? If there are no further questions, then I would.
Bob D has joined you.
Bob DePietro, good evening, sir. Do you have any questions? Oh. We're on number two. Do you have any questions on the voucher detail listing for this part of the month? You're all set? Very good. Then I would call for a motion to accept.
AP report.
As presented, thank you. Sorry. Adam made the motion and is someone taking notes?
Record.
It's recorded. And Bob Mora seconded it. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And we have Bob DePietro, did you say aye?
Hmm.
Good. So we have.
Oh, Kim.
So we have four yeses, thank you, and one absent. Thank you very much. Moving on to the budget transfers.
We have one new transfer, which is in your packet. It is $6,200 in the elections budget from regular payroll to office operating expenses to purchase 6-4 station voting booths. They will take less space. This is something that the registrars brought up in a meeting that we had with them as a space saving measure, both for storage and for at the time of voting and elections.
So, but this is really a new item. Is that true? It's not something that was in the budget that we cut at a previous time.
It's
and
not, no.
So it is a new item.
This is the registrar's attempt to work with the Board of Selectmen to find other spaces that we can hold elections. And by getting these voting booths, it will allow them to condense the space that they need in order to hold elections. So this is one of those steps toward those long-term goals.
So this would allow for one polling place with six, is that correct?
No. It could, but I think it's three for each district.
No, for each 12 stations.
12 stations, yeah.
Right.
So that's it. So 12 enough.
Well, 12 people at one time is
what they
that's
used to do?
Pretty big. Yes.
We lost Bob.
That's pretty good.
It gives us more flexibility in where we can hold.
Right. A lot.
And they had money left over in their payroll budget this year. So they're asking us to approve this transfer so that they can purchase the books.
Because we budgeted for three referendums.
We did.
Right. You're right. Yes.
It's probably $2,500 a referendum.
That's very cost. Maybe we'll actually make some good moves on future elections. I think that's a good idea.
We're just going to postpone if the members will allow for 3 minutes to see if Bob DePietro is able to log back in.
Oh, we lost him. Sorry.
Thought I saw his hand up and then he disappeared.
Could you mute it for just one moment, please? Thank you. Because of some technical difficulties, we've been joined by member Robert DiPietro, and he is coming in by phone. Is there too much feedback, Bob, doing it this way?
No.
Okay, good. So at this point, we're called back to order, and we are on budget transfers number 3, and we are just having a quick discussion regarding $6,200 to be moved from regular payroll to the office operating supplies for the ROVs, their request for the purchase of the 6-4 station voting booths. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay. And we've just had a discussion, and it seems to be quite favorable around the table so far. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yep.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion that we approve this transfer?
I'll do it.
Bob Moore makes the motion to accept, and and Bob DiPietro seconds. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And at this time, we're going to ask, go to number 4, considering possibly act on temporary building.
Well, you have other transfers. You have a list. No, that's the only transfer we asked you to make tonight. But you have a list of transfers that I've approved since your last meeting.
Any questions for Jim regarding any of the budget transfers that he has approved?
No.
Okay, but fine then. If there's no action is required.
There's no action.
So we will move on then. Thank you, Jim, for that information. We'll move on to number 4, consider and possibly act on the temporary building. Jim?
And so we have actually resolved the issues with the foundation. We're able to do a stone pier foundation that can be affected by staff. We may have to rent some equipment to do that, but that will be at a fairly low cost to us. I did get a final quote here from Will Scott, and I am looking for the Board of Selectmen to consider this draft motion that I put together for you. Bob, you don't have this because I only did this afternoon, but the others have in their package a draft motion that would allow the Board of Selectmen to waive the bidding process for the temporary building and allow me to begin the procurement process for the structure. And the reasons for the request to waive the bid are in the draft motion.
It says the structure is available in a reasonable time frame. The proposed structure is a clear span structure and as such meets the configuration needs of the town. The structure comes with a standard insulation in the walls, ceiling, and floor. Having looked at locally available options, this structure is well constructed and has the interior appearance of a professional office structure. Any questions on the motion?
That's a description, isn't it? I got a different motion in front of me. I'm looking at the one.
You might have had an earlier draft.
Oh, I do have an older draft. Sorry.
Do we have a quote on this?
I do, and I can share those numbers with you.
Adam asked for if there is a quote on the building.
Right now, this quote includes tax, which it should not. So this is something that they have to work on. The monthly recurring fees.
Hold just a minute.
Sure.
Bonner, your name just came back up. I'm going to shut off the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Oh, good.
The monthly recurring fees for the rental of the Readyplex and other recurring charges for property expense are $3,641.79 per month for a duration of 36 months. The estimated delivery and installation charges, which include the delivery of the 3 sections, the installation of the 3 sections, the complex anchor setup, the standard skirting, fuel surcharge modifications to unit to two of the units, which are required to meet our specific needs, and the complex knockdown. They actually have you pay for the removal of the structure at the time of the initial contract, so that if you default on your payments, they're already paid to come pick it up. And so that total is $41,608.
What does that mean, Jim?
What does which mean?
When you say if default on the payment.
So their standard contract includes the removal of the temporary buildings at the time of setup, so that if somebody was to default on their monthly rental payments, they've already been paid to come and deconstruct and remove the structure.
Square footage on this.
This is, I want to say it is 36 by 60.
And
Jim, does this include hookup on the plumbing?
It does not include the hookup on the plumbing or the electrical.
So is that an additional money that we have to worry about?
I believe we have, so the electrical costs we're actually able to cover out of this year's budget. And the disconnection and reconnection of plumbing and electrical to the structure would be covered under next year's budget. And that cost is I believe, about $20,000.
Would there be data connection to, is it fiber optic?
The part of the electrical cost is to put fiber into the building. You know, we will likely have to incur some cost from our, you know, IT group to, you know, do something with it once we get it into the building.
And this is a 36-month lease?
This is a 36-month lease.
Is there even really a termination charge?
It does not say that.
Let me talk to him when we're visiting and ask that question. But
Being able to found it.
Have we done any research to determine whether there are similar buildings out there at for municipalities at higher or lower cost? I mean, I know East Hartford's got a few. Manchester may have some. I don't know.
So Pam and I actually took a couple of field trips and actually went and looked at buildings locally, including the ones that were on the state bid list. And in fact, WillScot had other buildings available. One of the things that we found is that with the exception of this particular structure, I will say this is probably one of the more costly options. There are some that are less costly, but we felt that given the amount of time that we are anticipating needing it, that this was the best cost for value. All of the other ones did not come standard with insulation in the floors or walls. The insulation was very minimal. When you went in them, it sounded tinny, like you were in a camper or a mobile home. This actually has a wood exterior, a painted wood exterior. You would be hard pressed from the outside, it looks like a big mobile home. But when you were on the inside, you would have a hard time saying that you were not in a professional office building somewhere. It had, you know, 8-foot high ceilings, it had drop ceilings. You really felt as if you were in a professional office building.
What are we exposed to in terms of wear and tear cost at the end of the lease?
That's nothing. That's expected.
They're not going to hit us if there's if it needs to be repainted after
3 years. No, in fact, they're, you know, part of this $41,000 we're paying for is to have it configured to meet our needs.
And they're not going to make it. I'm going to try just to take those configurations out at the end.
Not extra.
One of the advantages I felt in going and looking at him with Jim was his expertise in building. Gave me a comfort level looking at this, dealing with corporations that this is their bailiwick, their livelihood. And so I have a great comfort with waiving the bid process after having looked at these other structures, and they just weren't not professional. They were not conducive, I think, to comfort for our employees. And to me, that was paramount because they have to be there for so much of the time. Good evening. Please grab a chair. And
that he starts for his season for their temporary town clerk.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's slightly better quality.
I'm just curious.
All great questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're almost done with our meeting, so if you'll bear with us. Are there any further questions that can be answered by Jim?
I have one. What's the cancellation cost? If something...
Cancellation cost?
Cost, what is this? What do we have to... let's say somebody donated a brand new town hall in 1 year to us.
Oh, I can answer that.
Okay.
The answer, I mean, that's a legitimate question. It would take 3 years, quite frankly, to go through the whole process of design, approvals, funding, and get it in place. I mean, effectively, I think this 3 years is the minimum that we would have this facility available. And with that in mind, we would have to be on a fast track to get a new building in place to get even year four.
So okay, Bob.
Yeah.
I make the 3 year cost, including the removal cost, at 172,684. Mm-hmm. 173 seems reasonable. We were budgeting 180.
Right.
Yeah, that's about right. Yep.
And with time, that's
I don't have any problem with it. Is there a motion? I don't think there's a motion.
No.
I'll move the motion as read.
I'll second.
And that Bob Moore makes the motion. Adam seconds. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It passes unanimously. Well, it passes with 4 votes out of 5 and with 1 absentee. Thank you very much. And we will now move on to.
Thank you all.
Move on to number 5, act and consider on due dates for the taxes. July 1, 2023, and a supplemental on January 1, 2024.
And that's at the request of our tax collector that we actually act on those dates.
Not so move as hard as it is dealing with a tax issue.
And I need a second. Adam Bamora moves and Adam Teller seconds. Any further questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It passes 4 votes out of 4. With 1 absent. Thank you very much. At this time, we will adjourn the meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, so moved.
Second. All approved to adjourn.
All right.
Thank you very much, and thank you all.
So, Bob, if you're going to come back for the second meeting, it's a different meeting. It's not on the same link.
Okay. Yep, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
All right.